This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Postal Service has warned 46 states and the District of Columbia it cannot guarantee all ballots cast by mail in November's election will arrive in time to be counted. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The Washington Post reports letters were sent to 46 states and the District of Columbia warning there's no guarantee all ballots cast by mail for the November election will arrive in time to be counted. It could mean tens of millions of Americans eligible for a mail-in ballot this fall will not be able to use it, even if they follow election rules. There have recently been some cost-cutting moves at the post office. President Trump is opposed to attempts to allow more people to vote by mail during the pandemic, arguing without evidence it will lead to increased voter fraud. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A former FBI lawyer plans to plead guilty to making a false statement in the first criminal case arising from U.S. Attorney John Durham's investigation into the probe of ties between Russia and the 2016 Trump campaign. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
A Justice Department watchdog report accused Kevin Kleinsmith of altering an email to say former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page was not a source for another government agency. The Justice Department relied on that assertion in 2017 as it submitted a third and final renewal application to eavesdrop on Page under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. But Page has said he was a source for the CIA, and that relationship was deemed important to disclose to the FISA court. Kleinsmith's lawyer tells the Associated Press his client deeply regrets altering the email. Ben Thomas, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people flooded the heart of the Belarus capital of Minsk on Friday in a show of anger over a brutal police crackdown this week on peaceful protesters that followed a disputed election. The demonstrations came as authorities sought to ease rising public fury by freeing at least 2,000 people who were jailed after earlier demonstrations. Factory workers marched across the city shouting, "Go away," in a call for authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko to resign after 26 years of iron-fisted rule that was extended in an election Sunday that protesters denounced as rigged. Friday's crowds grew to more than 20,000 and filled Central Independence Square. The president, alleging a foreign-backed plot to destabilize the country, has dismissed the demonstrators as criminals and unemployed. European Union ministers agreed Friday to draw up a list of targets in Belarus for a new round of sanctions in response to strongman Alexander Lukashenko's post-election crackdown. Sweden's foreign minister Ann Linde said in a tweet that the EU will now initiate a process of sanctions against those responsible for the violence, arrests, and fraud in connection with the election. Once the list is finalized, each individual or entity on it will have to be approved unanimously by member states, but officials said none of the 27 countries raised objections to the idea of sanctions. The Afghan government has begun releasing the last Taliban prisoners from a final batch of 400 who the militants want freed before they agree to start peace negotiations. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
80 of the militants were released on Thursday. There were disagreements over the release of the prisoners, including some accused of participating in some of the country's bloodiest attacks, which has delayed negotiations for months. President Ashraf Ghani issued a decree on Monday to release the final batch of hardcore prisoners after consulting a Grand Assembly of Community Leaders, known as a Loya Jirga. The Taliban did not immediately respond to requests for comment, but they have previously said they would sit down for peace talks with the U.S.-backed government within a week of the last prisoner's release. The Taliban agreed to power-sharing talks under the deal struck with the United States in February on withdrawal of its troops in exchange for Taliban security guarantees.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.